All right, we're back. Circling Back Podcast. Wash Media Headquarters, Austin, Texas. My name's Will DeFries. To my left, David. Let Lil Joe sing rough.
Let him sing. Hey, we need to hurry up and get this thing done because I've got an article to read. It says, tough love. Britain's hardest man was my best mate, but he would never hold back and still broke my nose and ribs.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's what is going to happen when you're good friends with Britain's hardest man.
Who's America's hardest man? Probably one of you two.
Who is it? Who is it? That's a good question.
I don't know.
Goggins?
Ooh, probs. He stays hard, man.
Walter Goggins?
No, David.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, man. The only thing that would make that Vortex bottle bucket cooler is if it was filled with long necks that had specially designed grooves that made the beer shoot down your throat super fast.
That's correct, Dylan. Thank you for pointing it out.
Yeah.
We have acquired a Vortex bottle commemorative bucket. I think this is one of the last ones left in the world, actually, based on my eBay searches. But to own a piece of Vortex bottle history is just really cool.
God, look at the grooves. Look how fast it's coming out of the bottle.
So they, unfortunately, getting this, I did learn that they did trademark Vortex. And so my ploys to, you know, try to get other beer companies to do this, they're kind of falling on flat ears because there's the trademark issue. But, like, tell me that, like, Michelob Ultra couldn't make NATO bottles and we wouldn't go crazy for it. They could even get Twister to sponsor it.
Ooh.
Like, how is this not a thing?
I don't know.
You got to think those NATO bottles wouldn't sell in Russia.
Yeah, that's true. It's true. It's good, Dave. We completely pivoted to Vortex bottles solely because it shot beer down your throat at such a rapid clip.
Big Beer decided that the flow at which beer came out of a regular bottle was sufficient, I guess. But I disagree.
Apparently, one of the architects of the Vortex bottle would ask people what they thought it would do. And then after they would just say their answer, of which there were many, he would just say, that's exactly correct. I think a backer relayed that story to me.
Really?
Yeah, there's a lot of lore about the Vortex bottles. If you really? Do some digging. It's pretty interesting stuff. A true onion.
You ever shotgun out of a bottle with a little bendy straw?
I've never done it.
I've done it once, I think. It works quite well.
I would do it.
Yeah.
Maybe we can do it when we do Front Yard Beer Day at my new crib.
I'm so down
for
that.
Waiting on intern Klein to come into town, and we can shotgun non-vortexes on my front lawn.
A little bendy straw, he says.
Yeah, it's a bendy straw. You know how it works, Davey.
What are you finding here, Dave? If they haven't renewed this and it's now dead, I would like to make a move for us to try to acquire the trademark to Vortex bottle.
Yeah.
We're gonna work on it.
Okay.
See, it creates a vortex, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
I'm familiar.
Okay.
What do you think it does to the foam within the bottle? Within the glass? Do you think it helps the foam? Because I know you're a big over foamer, so it doesn't foam in your stomach.
I don't know.
I still don't know if that's true or not, but like ever since you said that, I have not shied away from doing a foamy pour.
Question. Does the Vortex bottle, does it actually work?
Oh, dude, it works so well.
Does it actually?
Dude, it just sprays down your throat.
What does it sound like when you're chugging a Vortex bottle?
Oh, that's a heavy flow.
What does it sound like when you swallow it? That's different than the typical glug. It's less of a glug and more of a glug.
You can tell there's more going down the way he did it.
Less air in your chest.
More beer.
More beer, less burps, less bloat.
Sally puts me over her shoulder and burps me now after I drink my Vortex bottles.
That's a funny image.
They hurt my tum-tum.
Oh, you got the tum-tum.
It just got a little tum-tum issue.
Do we make you chug 6 beers in 2 minutes?
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Oh. It's so cute how you can't walk right now. You're too drunk.
Should we get your stomach? Butter? Should we get your stomach pumped?
You're quawing like a baby right now because you're so drunk off the beers we made you chug.
Hey, we've got a bendy straw. Figure out a way to pump his stomach. Mm-hmm. We're not paying for an ambulance. Find a way. There's a lot of cool bottle trademarks.
So yeah, I was wondering. I'm like, you know how much I get obsessed with looking at that stuff. You got to get off this. They've really improved the USPTO site. It's a very nice way to surf this stuff now.
It's less intimidating than it used to be.
Yeah. Dave, I hate to tell you, but you do have Vortex spelled incorrectly within the search field here.
Dagnabbit.
How do you spell it?
Vortex.
That's what I sent to your girl.
Dude, last night
we sent my girl a Vortex.
We let the Vortex bottles talk last night. Actually, I'm just going to tweet that. Right.
Yeah,
I'm going to do a live tweet.
Yeah. It's last night we let the Vortex
Last talk. Night we let the Vortex bottles talk.
You might have heard a retweet from your boy.
Oh, by the way, Dylan, you'll be glad to know that we have been paid out for my viral tweet from Twitter. I got my highest ever Twitter payment that has been deposited, I think, into the Wash Media bank account for $95.
You made $95 off my tweet?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Well, I mean, I think I had a couple other tweets do pretty well during that period, but I think the majority of that cash was mainly for the tweet that I stole from you that went completely viral.
Okay. Good work.
Yeah. Can we do happy hour on your tweet?
Can we just...
Actually, let's just do this monthly. Let's just do it monthly and then just have a company happy hour using the money from Twitter that we get that's like $60.
Yeah,
does that mean I need to go verified?
Yeah, are you not verified yet?
Wait, I am, but I don't think I'm set up to earn anything.
Oh, you're not even earning?
I'm at the bottom tier, the cheapest verification level.
I don't know what I'm at, to be honest.
Fucking bottom tier.
I think I bought a year and you're just never looked back.
Bitch. Wow. Bro, I'm the cool guy who like transferred in. I'm like not even going to join a frat. I just hang out. They let me come to parties and shit.
That guy's cool.
They're like, dude, this guy fly fishes and wears Tevas.
This guy's not gonna join, but just let him hang. He's fucking cool as hell.
I saw him in archaeology class wearing Chacos. Let him hang.
Dude, it might be hot Chaco summer.
Dude, I wore Chacos the other day.
I'm thinking about busting mine out.
I wore mine to Burn Springs, dog.
Mm-hmm.
Scared all the hoes away.
I want a strap tan.
Yeah, that's swag. Dave?
Oh yeah.
See?
I know you're a Chaco boy.
I got some Chacos.
I'm chalked up, dog.
Did we get free Chacos? Is that how that worked out?
Yeah.
We're just flush with Chacos?
Mine are so swag.
Y'all got free Chacos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went and bought mine at REI or something.
Oh, come on, dude. How'd you get free ones? Did they not fit me?
Some company sent a package here and they just had Chacos in it. I was like, I'll take them.
Hell yeah. Oh, did I not get my Chacos? Did I have to pay money?
I think they only sent like one or two sizes and I lucked out. They sent 11s.
Oh, they didn't send the 13s?
It was a Cinderella moment.
You know I wear 13s. Big stepping.
You know what they say?
What is it? What?
I don't know. Big stepping. They say big stepping. Yeah.
Barrett and I talked on Retail Therapy yesterday about Jacob Elordi. You familiar with his work?
I am.
He's just been rolling around town carrying two iced coffees in his hand. Just double palming.
That's his move?
He's just putting out the vibe.
Edward Coffee
Hands? In one hand?
In one hand, two coffees, dude.
Dude, amazing Edward Coffee stuff. Hands sounds terrible.
Edward Cold Brew Concentrate Hands.
Oh my God.
Oh my, that would be awful.
Shout out to Harris.
I'd rather do Edward 80 Hands than like Edward Cold Brew Concentrate Hands.
What's the worst thing to have duct taped to your hands? Worst beverage.
Worst beverage in normal quantity?
I'm saying dirty chai latte.
No, it's too much. It's just sugar play.
I'm looking at these Elordi picks right now.
Yeah, dude.
Multiple outfits, and he's doing double coffee.
Double coffee.
Is one for someone else, or he's doing two of them himself?
I mean, I don't know, but if you know he's got big enough hands to carry double barrel coffees, you know he's got it like that.
Damn. He's a good-looking man.
Yeah.
I'll give it to him.
Weapon. Randy, hit the gong. We might as well. That's what it's for.
Baby girl gong.
What's up, Dave?
We're currently, I don't want to give it away, but we're sourcing gifts for your son.
Okay.
And I just got something dope sent to me, and it said, "Do you think Fritz has this?" And I'm pretty certain he doesn't, and I'm pretty certain he needs it.
You can clear it by me because it will still be.
Can I just show it?
It'll still be a surprise to him. Oh hell yeah, hell yeah! Here's the thing. Here, can I mention what in vain this is? I got him a jersey from the same sports team. Maybe an NHL team out of Michigan. And he's not as addicted to the red of the Red Wings jersey as he is to the red of the Manchester United jersey. It makes no sense to me. A cool hockey sweater was going to go hard at school one day.
Mm.
You just got to force it on him.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Dude, 420.
Dude.
Super sticker.
Yeah, dude. Are we just going to get fucking tossed on fucking Saturday?
Hard to say.
We should smoke that joint on Saturday.
I got to go straight from your house to a Little League baseball game. So yeah, I might not smoke a J.
I probably shouldn't get baked out of my gourd on my son's third birthday.
Baked out of my gourd.
Well, this is my impression. This is what I'm going to look like walking up to the birthday party on Saturday. Ready?
Yeah.
So.
Dude, I think Dave's baked, y'all. Dude,
no, I'm good, man.
Is that Dave?
Dude, Alyssa had to drive.
Dude, I think Dave just rolled up.
Open your eyes, dude. You can't see anything.
They're open, dude. I can see Dave.
You can't see anything.
Dude, Dave's walking up right now with a sixer.
This is me driving to the party.
Don't drive under the influence of marijuana.
Don't do that, David. Going 30 on Mopac.
Look at him, dude. You can barely see the traffic.
Can you play Sublime?
Dude, yeah, play the new stuff with his son.
Dude, his son's so sick.
These 4 millis aren't as strong as y'all are building it up to be.
Shut up, dude. Don't talk about my millis.
Nah, Will verified. I trust Will.
I might have had a gum yesterday, and it kind of knocked me on my seat.
These are the ones I used to do, dog. Sorry, I mean, it's not a big deal. Ooh, the pomegranate flavor. I missed that one. That was a good one. Sorry, this isn't a Lucy ad.
I usually don't like things that are pomegranate flavored. For me, it's a texture play with pomegranates, the little seeds.
Remember the Vizzy, the blueberry pommy?
Yeah, but that had blueberry in it.
It's true.
I'm a big bloob guy.
Bloob.
Dude, sorry. Why isn't your tweet doing numbers yet?
It's going to do numbers, dude. It hasn't hit the pipeline. Once it gets in the pipeline, it's over. Once it hits,
it's crawling out of the gate right now. I'm worried about it.
I think Elon has something within his account that like knows that if people talk shit to him or something, it like suppresses their stuff. Because like I'm struggling lately.
I don't think he would do such a thing.
I tried to dunk on Elon the other day.
You somewhat dunked on him.
You see mine?
You somewhat.
Mine was good.
Yeah, I never know like what doctor does back stuff.
You have to pay extra for that. Mm-hmm. Insurance typically doesn't cover it. They rejected my claim for back shots.
It's too bad, man.
It's gross. What the fuck's wrong with y'all?
Back shots. A real pre-workout, turns out.
Hey, yesterday, we made a big announcement. We're doing a new episode on Patreon on Tuesday this week.
I'm really excited for this.
It's called Cold Call. And here's what Cold Call is going to consist of. We are populating a spreadsheet with a bunch of phone numbers and first names from backers, as well as topics of conversation that they might want to hone in on. Or you can just leave it up to us and we can just decide. But we're going to give backers a random phone call. We are going to cold call them as if we're salespeople and just have a quick conversation. If you want your phone number populated within this spreadsheet, which we will not use these phone numbers for anything else, I promise you, please go to washedmedia.com/coldcall.
I thought we were going to sell their metadata.
We could sell their data.
I'm done with that.
Okay. Washedmedia.com/coldcall. I will put out some stuff on the socials about this very soon. But we're going to be doing it Tuesday beyond the paywall. Patreon.com/circlingbackpodcast. Again, patreon.com/circlingbackpodcast. YouTube.com/circlingback for all episodes. Been debuting at 2:30 Central every day, 3:30 Eastern for all the New York fam out there.
And other East Coast people.
There are other East Coast cities as well. Correct.
Low-energy Randy checking in.
Like, name one other one.
What's going on?
Yeah, we should have Boston. Like, annoyingly happy Randy today. He's about to go on a bachelor party at Lake Tahoe. He's wearing a Margaritaville hat right now. Like, he's in game mode.
I'm jail. That sounds so sick.
Remind the people, Randy. You know you want to.
About what?
No video.
Oh, yeah, there'd be no video Monday. But everything else is
I feel like we should have a backup option when Randy's not here. Just like maybe we know how to work.
You think he's going to try to figure out a backup option and make himself indispensable? I don't think so. Randy, we should not come up with a backup option.
I fully agree.
Just go without vid.
Randy, you're going to do a P-flare upon landing in Lake
Tahoe. You have to.
Of course I am.
Okay.
I'm also going to jump on the bed in the hotel.
Okay. Okay. Are you bringing your sword on the plane?
I don't think I'm getting that through security.
Okay. Just making sure.
Yeah. I can't wait for your pee flare to go up.
Can't wait, dude.
It's going to be so exciting. The
squad's going to go crazy.
All the local honeys in Tahoe. I'm like, oh my God, Randy's here.
Oh, it's going to be wild. Randy. Hey, can we talk about Muggsy real quick? The company that makes the most damn comfortable clothing for guys everywhere that started in 2015 to reinvent the jeans game.
Yes, please.
Now, they even make jeans, chinos, tops, and joggers. And guess what? They're just the best ever. They work exclusively with the best designers and manufacturers around the world to deliver the finest quality fabrics directly to your door. The entire goal is to make guys more comfortable at work, at the bar, on the course, wherever, by giving them one place to shop. Don't you want to go into your closet and just know that you can reach out, grab anything, and you're going to look sick in it?
I love my Muggsy so much.
Muggsy can make that happen,
dude.
They're
so comfortable.
Why? Because it's buttery, soft, patented stretch material that looks stylish but are insanely comfortable. Never too baggy, never too tight.
You know, their calling card is how comfortable their shit is, but honestly, it also fits extremely well.
Usually when companies rep how comfortable the stuff is, they're sacrificing style. Muggsy's simply not doing that. First-time customers can get 20% back on their first order right now. All you need to do is head to Muggsy.com and enter your email, and the discount is automatically added to your cart. That's 20% back on the only jeans and pants you'll ever wear again. Free shipping, free returns on every single order. So the only risk is never knowing how great they truly are. Davis Clark, ladies and gentlemen, you may know him from,
We are coming day after day. We are coming.
Well, on Monday, we debuted the sound drop, and little did we know that minutes after we'd be done recording, Davis Clark would be finishing up his run in the Boston Marathon, and he would poop his pants while doing it.
How often does that happen?
I think it's not uncommon.
I've never crapped my pants during an athletic endeavor.
I don't understand.
No, but people do it during the marathon because it's so long. And I think your body just starts to like be like, nah, players.
Low key fratty.
According to all the pictures I've seen, these aren't solid shits. They're running down the leg.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, why is it always diarrhea?
Probably, I don't know.
Is it rhea
time? The great
probably it's rhea time.
Probably, yeah, probably because you're hydrating throughout the race. Taking those little cups of water.
It's God's way of saying, hey, you should have trained harder, bitch.
Did he really finish it in 256?
I don't know.
Is that good? Dude, like, he doesn't put out the vibe that he's like crushing beers every weekend or anything.
It's really good.
Is that sub three?
That's really good. If his caption says 256 Boston Marathon. So I'm assuming that's the time he finished. And that's really strong.
Do you mind if we call someone and maybe talk about this a little bit?
You calling Davis Clark?
I don't have Davis Clark's number. If anyone does have it, I'd love to hear.
I don't like that there's an E at the end of his Clark.
You know, Clark A.
It makes it more last name.
Clark A.
It does make it more last name.
Hello, it's Micah.
Bro, let's go out this weekend. There's a crazy event up.
Hello, Micah.
Hello, Will.
Hi, Micah.
Hey.
Hey, Dylan, Dave.
Love you.
Randy. What's good, Micah? Guys?
Micah, how familiar are you with Davis Clark?
Davis Clark?
Yeah.
Are you there?
Hello?
Not very familiar.
It doesn't sound very familiar to me. Can you give me a little context?
Are you familiar with Tony P in DC?
This probably isn't very riveting.
See, Micah, you need to stop looking at so many just local food influencers, and you need to start getting locked in. Davis Clark is probably the best hustle mindset grinder out there right now.
GQ has called him the most locked in man on the internet.
It's facts. But wow. Micah, recently Davis Clark ran the Boston Marathon. And
I did see some of this. I had no idea who this guy was, but I did see that there was a man who had made the shitting of pants while running a marathon.
Micah, you've done a half marathon. You had a 13.1 sticker.
Yes.
It's true.
You didn't poop your pants on the half marathon, correct?
No, and to be clear, I've run many half marathons.
Okay.
Probably almost a dozen.
It's almost like you've ran a marathon.
It's like, yeah, you've done six marathons now.
If you add them up, yeah.
Yes. Yes, if you add them up, correct.
We were just trying to figure out whether or not it's commonplace to do that. But I also think that there's another thing that happens, and you had a very humorous story that you told me one time about when you ran your half marathon. Are you willing to share that on air right now?
Sure. And again, you keep referring to your half marathon like I've only run one.
to one of your almost dozen half marathons.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'd be happy to share the story with you and with the listeners. We'll go back to 2015. this is sort of the early days of Instagram. And I was running a half marathon in San Antonio, the Alamo 13.1, I believe it's called.
Why do you pronounce it like that?
Starts and finishes at the Alamo.
That's not how you pronounce San Antonio.
What is San Antonio? Oh.
Okay, I apologize. I'm San Antonio, home of the San Antonio Spurs.
Right. Thank you.
Anyway, so the night before, I posted on Instagram a fairly, you know, something I wouldn't post in 2024, but I just posted a picture of my outfit for the next day, my fit of the day, which included some Texas flag running shorts and a top and some, you know, some of those energy chew things. Like, anyway, I just posted this. I posted this on Instagram and I hashtagged it Alamo 13.1. I did look, it is still up on my Instagram at Michael Weiner, MICHAHWIENER, if anyone is interested in looking.
We are.
Oh, but Dave's queuing it up right now.
And we'll talk about the next photo on my feed too, because that's also hilarious. But as I ran the race, a young woman, fairly attractive young woman, came up to me and said, sorry, there's a truck passing me here. She came up to me and said, hey, did you post about these shorts on Instagram? And I said, yes, I did. And I proceeded to run like the last 5 miles with this woman. And she pushed me. She was running a much faster pace than I was anticipating running. And so we sort of ran the last 5 miles together. We had a little bit of conversation. I felt pretty good about it. At the end, the last, you know, quarter mile, I said, it's good talking to you. I'm going to sprint to the finish like the bad boy I am. So I did. And I got to the finish line and I felt pretty good about it. And then I turned and I waited a couple minutes and she showed up and I went to congratulate her and I went in for a hug and she recoiled. Some might say sort of in fear. It was a strange thing. I had no idea why this woman who I just spent the last, you know, close to an hour running with and having pleasant conversation was so repulsed by my presence.
You like really sweaty? Maybe you shit yourself. Like why did she recoil in that way?
Well, I was quite sweaty and I did not shit myself.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. But my sister was at the finish line. She lived in San Antonio at the time. And so she went and met me there. And so she congratulated me on the race. And then she said, oh my God, Micah. And I said, what? You know, that's a personal best, a PR. And she said, no, not your time, your nipples. And I looked down and there were two streaks of blood emanating from my left and right nipple that went all the way down my shirt, which is probably the reason that woman was horrified by my presence.
What's the healing process like on chafed nipples from a 13.1?
A lot of shame, because then you look down and you see it, and like there's still thousands of people there, and like they're giving out beers and donuts and stuff, and like there's no way to hide the amount of blood that was on my shirt. I mean, I think there was probably Vaseline involved after the fact. A lot of healing, but it was rough and it was a lesson learned. You can buy nipple covers, which I've used for future races, but yeah, it was a lesson learned.
Have you reconnected with this young lady at all?
No, I did find her. I was single at the time, to be clear. I put the pieces together and found her on Instagram or Facebook or something. And send her a couple messages or a message and did not get any response.
Okay.
Is it the young lady you, not that you took a photo with at the end of the race, but I see that you tagged someone else who now lives in Switzerland. I'm not going to add her, but, or is that a different race? You have run a lot of half marathons per your gram.
Thank you. Thank you. And actually, speaking of my gram, at Michael Weiner, MichaelWiener.
Bro, let's
if you go to the next photo on my gram, it is also a photo in the aftermath of a half marathon. I'm wearing the same shorts. And it appears that I have an enormous monster dong.
Okay.
And I didn't post this photo in order to draw attention to this, but I posted it, and then I got in my car and drove home, and my phone started blowing up, and people were alarmed. I would assume it's an optical illusion, but I always
I'm looking at it now. Yeah, that's what it looks like. You got that John Hamm hammer on.
Yeah, that's it's tough to run a half with that.
yeah,
swinging in the air.
There's a comment from El Garz on there. I forget what he says. Y'all are probably looking at it, but you know, it was good.
Well, Micah, thank you for telling this. I as someone who has gotten swamp ass in public places, I feel kind of the same self-consciousness when it comes to trying to cover that up and just knowing you can't. So, you know, I'm here with you in solidarity.
El Garz said, "Geez, Micah, I had no idea you were packing so much heat. # huge dick." That's good. That's a good comment.
That's the comment I was looking for. In fact, my father called me about an hour later and was like, "I see you ran the race, my dad." He's like, "You might want to take down that photo on Instagram." And I had no idea what he was talking about. Then I saw the comments and I was like, "I'm never taking that photo down."
No, no.
Nice dig, dude.
Well, Micah, do you have anything else you'd like to say to the backers?
No. It's great to be, you know, in communication with the backers. I should shout out the backers in my office. T-Bone, C. Murda. What are we calling Dave? His name isn't Dave, but Big D, Derek, and, you know, Philly and the Beard, all backers. All wow. optimized backers.
Wow. Back. You love to hear that. It's big.
You know, I talked to Will a few weeks ago. I would love to do, perhaps behind a paywall, a little music podcast. We are living in a golden age of Texas music right now, and I would love to share my thoughts.
Well, I was just going to ask, Micah, do you have a parting gift of maybe a recommendation of the week?
Oh, well, I mean, if you just go over the last few months, you have new records from Casey Musgraves, from Gary Clark Jr., from Beyonce, of course. You have Norah Jones. And coming the 26th, you have St. Vincent. And I'm very excited to continue listening to all of it.
Well, Micah, thank you so much.
Oh, and of course, if anybody needs any help with equipment financing for your business, please reach out at Michael Weiner. And come join this professional network on LinkedIn.
Very cool.
All right, Micah. We'll talk to you soon.
Good talking to you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye, my friend.
If you shit yourself, what's your first move?
Oh, I wouldn't be able to continue running after I shit myself. I'd be too humiliated.
I think you have to keep running.
That's the only way.
Yeah, you don't stay stationary.
What are you going to do? Pull into like a Jimmy John's or something on the way out?
I find a hose somewhere. I don't know.
I like might go find a car wash. Like I might see if there's any car washes near.
I'd go find the nearest. I'd pull off and go find a hose in someone's front yard. I'd rinse off and then get back in the race.
I don't see myself ever confronting this situation because I don't see myself ever running a marathon. I think I have major vibes with someone who would poop themselves if they ran a marathon, though.
Oh,
I think you got to go fanny pack and have an extra pair of shorts rolled up real tightly. I don't hate that move.
What do you do with the dirty ones?
You just leave them there.
Yeah.
You
just bare
you drop
ass,
in trowel right there.
And you don't miss a stride. You don't skip a beat. You just drop them and keep running. You slow down a little bit, obviously, and then you just leave them there. And you let somebody with the race take care of those.
You're not as locked in as Davis Clark.
I'm absolutely not.
You're certainly not the most locked in man on the internet.
I'm certainly not. No. I'm not built for shitting myself during a marathon.
He went insta post on it. Like, he was still huffing from the race.
You got to lean into it.
And he was like, dude, I got to go.
He got out in front of the narrative.
He had to. I think that was his only move, was posting about it. Because if he gets sniped from afar and that video goes viral before he can speak for himself, like, that's a PR nightmare for our man Davis. But if he gets out in front of it, now he's celebrated as a hero.
He earned a follower. Me.
Randy straight up said that was the tipping point. He was willing to do that.
I was like, this man, he's the real deal. Like, this isn't a bit. This is a man that is locked in and he is humble enough to post it. You know what? He's earned my follow.
Maybe if the weather is a little dicey, if it's, you know, there's some puddles, maybe some mud nearby. Maybe fake you just kind of fake. Yeah. And you just like, dang, man, look how freaking muddy I got. Crap, man.
Yeah. You
got
to find mud during the marathon. Shoot. It's probably not super easy.
There's
to
some
do.
Mud out there.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you make mud, then you find mud.
They're typically run through, you know, major metropolitans.
There's medians.
Sure.
Mud's out there.
Yeah, that's true.
Mud's a real problem.
Are you diminishing mud?
Mud happens.
I understand, but the elements necessary are precipitation and dirt, which you can't count on when you're running a marathon and shitting yourself.
If it's pouring rain, like the hardest it's rained in Boston, like ever, and you're running that marathon, and you have to take a piss.
Oh, you just go.
You just go? I think you just go.
I don't think you need a piss during a marathon, though.
Yeah, I think you're losing yeah. water elsewhere.
Yeah.
If you do, there's no shame in pissing yourself.
I think pissing yourself is totally fine.
No.
You know what I would do? If I ever run one, I'm just going to run by the little Gatorade table. I'm going to get it. And instead of like putting it in my mouth, I'm dumping it right down
pants
my
Gatorade.
Shorts.
Pants Gatorade.
Pants Raid.
Pants electrolytes.
That's right.
I'm lighting it up downstairs, baby. That's what matters.
Wasn't there a video that went viral a few years ago of someone running by one of those and like sweeping them all yes. off as if it was like a competition? Fucking it's like, dude, relax, dude.
You get hit like 30 in a row.
It's like, what's your problem?
What a dickhead.
You got dope. Like a 49-year-old mother of two back there huffing and puffing, and like all she wants is the next yeah. hydration station. You're just sweeping it all off.
Imagine you're behind that guy and you're just, oh, finally, here's a drink station, a water station. And then no. It's all over speeding up
and I might jump on that guy's back.
Hey man, what the fuck?
Every marathon should have like a little station, like the blue tent they've got on the sideline mm-hmm. now.
A rinse.
For like bloody nips. And anyone who went messy in their nappy, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. they should be able to like finish, be like, yeah, hold on, I'm going to the tent. I got fucking a big old load in my pants. That's how you would talk in theory.
That, yeah.
That's but exactly what you would tell them.
I went messy in the nappy. I'll see y'all in a minute. Grab me a beer. Shiner Bock. You panic order because you got poo in your pants. Just order the Shiner. That's all you do.
I didn't know Nick Robinson was here. That was very Nick Robinson of you.
Tim?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Tim Robinson.
What?
Randy.
What?
Nick. Oh, I just blew him up. Okay, yeah. No, I've got, look. And you're like pointing at your boy and they're like, oh, dude, you better go to the tent. You're mm-hmm. like, I know, that's what mm-hmm. I'm trying to do, but y'all are communicating with
I'm
me.
I'm fine with that.
They got the little hoses. The technology's there.
Why don't they just have a crew of dudes at the end, like a bunch of like volunteer firefighters at the end, and they just hose you down as you go through?
Yeah.
Just power wash your ass.
Yeah.
I'd be fine with that.
Or they should have like a, that's, should,
yeah, why not?
You know what? This is why I would only do Tough Mudders.
Oh, there you go. So you can poop yourself whenever you want.
It equalizes everybody. It's like, I don't know what that guy just, he completed the race. That could be anything or two things, really, mud or poo. It's one of the two, but we don't know.
Well, you have, have a segment on Too Much Dip called Rough Tutters, and it's just your touchdown of the week.
It's just like the shittiest, like just from the one.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's like, you got it, uh-huh. man. Got it over the goal line. Cross the plane. Cool. That's my, what is it? A rough tutter of the week?
Dude, I might sound very Dan right now, but like, I'm kind of excited for football season.
Are you?
Yeah. I mean, what else we got right now?
Hockey?
Red Wings bombed out of the playoffs last night.
Did they?
My soccer team stink, baby.
What happened to the Wings?
They won the game, but they lost because Philadelphia, I think they also needed to win. They let an open, it was tied, and they had an open net goal against them because they had to pull their goalie while it was tied.
Oh, because they had to win.
Yeah. And so even though we won, we needed the Caps to lose, and they did not do that.
So this is on Philly?
There's also a Philly goal in the first period that got called. They blew a very premature whistle before the puck went into the net, and they called it off, so it remained 0-0.
We've all been there.
Yeah, it's kind of depressing. I can't act like I'm actually upset, though, because I watched a grand total of about 5 periods of hockey this entire season.
Come on.
I had a photo of Hefty Will with the beard and the Red Wings jersey ready to tweet last night had we made the playoffs. I was so fucking ready to go all
in. Do I need to not order that hoodie?
No. He needs to learn, dude. He needs to learn.
Things are looking good for next season. He's got to learn. How the fight that the boys had at the end.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Any hockey influence is good for the boys.
Damn.
You know what else is a good influence for the boys? No, what were you saying?
I was just going to say, I watched the end of that game. It was like excited. I was like, yup. And then I didn't know if we needed some other things to happen.
Yeah, it all kind of hit all at once.
Well, way to go.
Yeah, Dylan, they also scored a goal with 3.3 seconds left to force overtime in a game where they had to force overtime.
It was sick.
Wow.
And then just to lose like that.
I'm sorry, man.
It's okay. Again, I watched about 5 periods. Let's hear from our friends over at Talkspace. Sometimes life gets you down. I get down a lot sometimes. But I actually don't get down as much as I used to because I started employing regular therapy in my life and I absolutely loved it. I wasn't really sure how to get started in the beginning, and it was kind of a weird space to trudge. I didn't know where to turn, but luckily, Talkspace makes it easy to find a therapist that you like. It's convenient to meet online, at home, or wherever you're most comfortable, and Talkspace is great. With Talkspace, you can sign up online and get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically within 48 hours. It's incredibly convenient to have virtual sessions with your licensed therapist from the comfort of your own home, and there's no need to commute to appointments, miss time at work, or line up childcare in order to attend sessions. It's mental health care made easy. I actually do all of my sessions through a video call, and I absolutely love it. You can even send messages to your therapist, and you don't have to wait for your next session. It can help you shift your perspective, find tools to cope in difficult times, and just be a guiding light for you. It doesn't really matter. It could be about personal stuff, work, anything, a combination of the two.
Therapy is a wonderful thing.
It's a beautiful thing.
Highly recommend if you've never tried it.
Talkspace is affordable and in-network with most major insurers. As a listener to this podcast, you get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/circling and enter promo code SPACE80. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/circling, enter promo code SPACE80 and get $80 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's Talkspace.com/circling, promo code SPACE80. This dude's just been getting roasted lately.
He deleted his account.
Like fully deleted it?
Yeah, I just went to peep his TL and he has deleted his Twitter. Oh, no, back up.
Oh, good for him. Good for him. Shout out Kyle.
This guy just caught the wrong jet stream on Twitter, man.
Randy, can we get a photo of this guy up on the screen?
This looks like this could be a listener. This looks like
This is a dude I would be shoulder to shoulder with at a bar ordering a beer, not thinking anything of it. And he posted a tweet that just says "Found my new local," and it's in front of a chalkboard that you have outside of the restaurants or the pubs, and it says "Dog friendly, child free." Honestly, it's as someone with a dog and a child, this seemed like a kind of fair play to me at first. And then he just started getting absolutely roasted off the face of the earth for this.
It seems almost like a throwaway post. Like, this isn't that big a deal at all.
See, I don't think this guy realized the shit storm that he would start by doing this.
He messed up putting it on Twitter.
So this is
big problem.
People who are coming at him are parents, I'm assuming?
I think so. I think the major narrative is like, oh, you're going to tell like a mom she can't go in there with her kid?
We go to bars that are not kid friendly. Little Woodrow's, you can't bring your kid in.
Correct. You can't bring a kid in.
Little Woodrow's. What's he say?
Little Woodrow's, let's go.
Yeah, that's the one.
Like, but now people are just dunking on, like, a lot of the responses are, one of the main tweets on here is just like, oh, dude, so edgy, you're so cool. And I'm like, okay, I don't know if this justifies him getting killed here.
Yeah, he's not being, like, super offensive to anybody. By the way, would you rather go into a bar that was dog-free or child-free?
At this point, I don't care because I'm numb to both. Like,
it's child-free.
Like, child, do I need children in bars? No, not at all.
I kind of don't need dogs in bars.
I don't need either in bars, to be honest, most of the time. Like if I, and me as a parent these days, if I'm going to a bar, I would prefer not to have my child there.
This is in London.
Like
right.
I'm not trying to go like clear out some beers and be distracted the entire time by my kid. He doesn't want to be there.
No, kids do not like bars.
Yeah. Like what's he going to do?
They can't drink.
No.
I have no issue with dogs. I have no issue with kids, but if I'm, this is during the day, if I'm out going to, I don't, that's fine. It just, like Pine House is a restaurant, right? Mm-hmm. But if I want to go get beers, I don't necessarily want to go get beers at Pine House because there's a lot of kids running around. It's a little bit chaotic. So I get it. I wouldn't put it on Twitter though. I wouldn't put the photo on Twitter. I've put plenty on Twitter that I've regretted.
I saw someone say that if it's child-free, what's their adopted pit supposed to eat?
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
That was a funny response.
So he's just getting cooked.
Like that's why I'm so shocked by how cooked he's getting for this, because I feel like a lot of people are like, yeah, I kind of just don't want anything.
So it's a two-pronged attack against our guy here.
Is the bar getting any heat for this?
I don't think so.
They're the ones who put the sign out
like,
front.
No one really knows. But like, this is such a throwaway sign. It was probably one person one day who was like, I'm just going to write this on there. Now they're getting canceled.
He has a good follow-up tweet. He says, here's the, for those asking, here's the name of the pub. And also, this is where my jumper sweater is from.
Yeah, this guy's definitely British.
Yeah.
So he's getting it from the moms that are mad that like they think he hates kids. And then he's getting it from people just being like, ooh, cool pose, dude. So edgy, and but with like the some letters capitalized. It's just this didn't go how he thought it was going
to
go.
It's also giving the here to pet dogs t-shirt type guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You think this guy likes queso?
Yeah.
He's not saying he hates children. He's just saying it's cool that they're not in this bar.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. Like I largely dislike most kids who aren't my own. I've warmed up to a lot of kids ever since I've had my own children, but like you got to be a real one. Your name got to be Parks or Rhodes if I'm going to snuggle up to you.
That's facts.
Metaphorically.
You can snuggle up to Rhodes. It's fine.
He probably, I could vibe out with him watching Mickey's Playhouse.
He's just going to grab your beard.
Yeah. Yeah. I had to put a stop to that real early.
This takes a real serious turn from lifenews.com. It says, let me guess, you love dogs, but perfectly fine with killing babies and abortions. Like, come on.
What?
And that's a big account.
Dude, my man was just trying to get a pint with the lads on a casual Saturday afternoon. He put on his fun, zany jumper.
He probably posted this and walked away, like, not thinking anything of it. He gets back on Twitter, like, 4 hours later. He's like, what the hell happened?
One of his fellow students at uni just, like, roasted him and started getting picked up by all her friends.
I could use a British pub in my life right now.
Oh, dude, for sounds sure. Sick. I would take down a Cascale, like, no question
people,
right now.
People roasting the shorts, mainly dudes, saying, oh, get tighter shorts, dude.
Oh, come on.
I kind of fuck with
He's squatting.
Yeah. I kind of fuck with the fit.
I fuck with the shorts more than the sweater.
Not for me, but, like, if I was 28, living in London, maybe I don't vibe
with that sweater, but he's on his own wave and I respect it.
This guy said, you know, single mothers put out, right?
Okay,
come on, man.
Okay,
I mean, like they probably do have sex from time to time,
yeah, sure.
Yeah, they have a kid,
they have had sex,
they're down at least once.
Yeah,
huh. Can we talk some sorority news?
Yes, please.
I didn't preface this with you, Dylan. I'm sorry.
It's okay, man.
I know that you're pretty much the number one source for breaking this kind of stuff down.
I wouldn't say that.
You got your ear to the streets.
There are some people who are reacting to this situation and comparing it to some of the worst moments in history. Do you mind if I just read a post from this mother? This is from Ole Miss.
Okay.
Brett's non-alma mater, but his favorite school. It says, my middle daughter got her senior pics back. Here she is with her closest sorority sisters. If you notice, she's not wearing her stole. She chose not to purchase one because her sorority didn't give her little sister a double legacy, a bid. We will never in a million years understand why that happened, but we continue to trust God that it was for the best. Since then, she has refused to wear Greek letters or represent her sorority in any visible way. That's what real sisterhood looks like, folks. Pretty iconic, if you ask me. I'm so proud of her. Red heart emoji, hashtag family first.
All right.
Sisters for life.
Her little sister, who's a double leg, didn't get a bid.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Yeah. I was told at one point in my life that, like, if you're a legacy and you don't get a bid, it's because you slept with one of the other sister's boyfriends.
You've done something terrible.
I'm pretty sure if I'm the older sister, this isn't okay. A number of things here. This protest, the fact that she didn't immediately disassociate from the sorority when her little sister, like, right? Didn't get a bid. I mean, I'm done, right? You got to, like, stand up for your sister and be like, yeah, I'm fucking done with y'all. Fuck y'all.
Right? Like, if they're not willing to take your sister, are you just like, are you fucking kidding me? This is my blood.
You're probably still paying dues. Like, you didn't do anything here.
Maybe she has a record, like something.
If I'm the sister, I'm most mad at the sister in the sorority because I'm like, what? You couldn't get, like, what? Nothing from you?
By the way, I had to look up what a stole was.
Is it the thing they wear over their shoulders?
It's a scarf. Yeah, it's the scarf.
By this time that you're taking the photos, do you even care about your sorority? Hey, like, do you give a fuck?
I'll be the one to point out she's pretty cute.
Yeah, they're all pretty cute. Shocking. Ole Miss sorority girls.
Dude, she's actually a pretty cool chick. She dated my roommate junior year.
Yeah, dude. They had a situationship for like a little bit.
Yeah, they almost got a dog together.
A black lab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, that's frat.
Gunny. Yeah. No, they actually had it. Then they let my brother-in-law take it, and like now it's a bird dog out at their ranch out in Lano.
Browning.
Yeah. It's fucking sick.
Dude, that's so tight.
Yeah. It's a good dog. Can hunt.
You could tell from when she was a puppy, she had a good nose on her.
Did you know immediately?
Was this posted on Facebook first?
I don't know what it was posted on.
What would give you that idea?
Hashtag family first with the heart emoji.
I mean, like, did you guys, like, how many legacies were forcing their way into KA?
We had a couple.
Okay. Were they cool?
I've never seen a legacy not get in.
We denied one. we denied one. And the father sent us a very strongly worded email. But the thing was, like, every single person had nothing good about this guy. And like, he would have been a detriment if we entered him. And like, I think the guys responded, were like, that's how I remember it. This guy like sucked bad. They were like, we can't let them into our fraternity.
I think sororities are a little different in that regard. Also, like, there's an in-house, like, this in-house legacy, which is another level. Yeah.
Do you think, like, this girl did something absolutely grotesque with one of the girl's boyfriends, and like, they just can't tell the mom that this is the exact reason why, and now the mom's just pouring out the sorority?
That's what I'm trying to get at. Like, she did something.
What if she,
that the mom
herself,
doesn't know about?
What if she grabbed herself at the half?
Yeah, did she shit herself during a marathon and then post about it?
We continue to trust God that this was for the best. Like, come on.
No, like, come on. I don't think this wasn't in the hands of God. It didn't make it up that far up the food chain.
Talking about a sorority. Yeah.
He doesn't have time for this shit.
This post reminds me of Little League Baseball when a kid on my team who didn't want to be there and who played the minimum, if he played at all, because he didn't want to get off the bench. The last game of the season, his mom came over and bitched out the coach for never playing him. And I was like, you should have done this like mid-season once you realized what was going on. This was a post for like the day after bid drop. Mom, I know you're upset, but like, come on. Also, gonna need to see a pic of the sis.
You think she might not be as cute as the older sister?
I'm just curious. Ole Miss is a great school.
Dave's just being a classic lawyer right now. He just wants to know all the facts before he makes any assessments.
Ole Miss is a great establishment.
Do you think Brett knows any of these girls?
If any of them have been in the transfer portal or like have any affiliation with the athletic department, he knows them.
They should have a frat transfer portal.
Okay.
No, hold on.
There's something here.
This is a column from 2014 that does this quite well.
It's about to be a column from 2024, too.
This goes very...
It's like, yeah, dude, he's been hanging out with the KDs a lot, and they're like, they're always with Faisai.
This is a Joe Nolet viral column from 2012.
Dude, did you hear Connor's about to hit the portal?
Bro, hey, they yeah, said... Dude. Hey, we had to take him to KD Station. We didn't go talk to him. Like, dude, are you serious about to end their portal?
This would have had the bullpen at TFM headquarters just absolutely live.
Dude, Yeah, dude. I heard Tripp said that the ratio has been off lately at a lot of the parties, and he's fucking ready to dip.
He wants to hit the pool.
Dude, I think I'm going to go with him.
You have paperwork's like, ready to go.
You have like portal day where like you don't know for sure who's getting in, but then they like release the names and you're all just sitting there.
You're just
like,
refreshing.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Dude, what?
Fuck.
Dude, he was a first round bid.
I knew something was up with Tanner. I knew it.
Dude, he's been acting mega sus at Chapter lately.
Why is frat humor so
funny?
Dude,
there's got to be NIL deals.
Because the older we get, the dumber it gets. Like
when we left Grand X, there was a period where we just didn't touch this kind of stuff because like we were so beyond it. But it's come full circle now.
I know. Now, like when I see something, I'm like, "This is I'm interested."
So full disclosure. So Dylan and I's fraternity chapter at our college, they were kicked off for a while, like not an entity at all, and then they just got, I don't know if it was rechartered or whatever. They're back on campus.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I was texting with a buddy of ours, Jacob, your pledge brother.
Last initial M?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, do you think like, cause they took like 30 guys, they got 30 guys to get it going again or something. I'm like, you think if we went down there and like started throwing out frat humor, they would get that? Would that be over their heads?
Absolutely not.
He's like, dude, there is no fucking way.
No.
I always want to go down there and just be like, Just totally go back into 2013 humor mode. And just
do the guys who are in college now, do they know about TFM? Surely they know like, about it, but it's
there should be a framed photo of at least Ross in there for writing the TFM book.
Absolutely.
Like that's a hilarious thing to have.
Yeah. That house was flattened, right?
The house is not there.
Okay.
They would.
It's school property.
To my knowledge, yeah. To my knowledge, they have no home.
Okay.
But that's for the best.
That's a good thing.
The fact that thing did not cave in with people inside of it or the back porch didn't collapse during a party is honestly a miracle.
Yeah. So stupid.
I like the idea of like Kappa Sig, like one of their big donors. He owns like a timber company and he's just throwing a fucking NIL deal at like some kid with a 4.0.
Oh, dude.
And they're...
How many Stanley?
Okay. You're getting some banking job after. It's like, no, dude. Like their alumni network is fucking insane, dude.
Yeah, no, it's the best.
No, dude, they're averaging. All of them are averaging like 120K right out of college.
They got a few sketch guys, but their alumni base is legit. Yeah.
How many Stanley Cups does his mother own?
A million, dude. A million. She's got them all. She's got matching outfits.
Every color, every size.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'll never hear Stanley Cups without thinking of the hockey version first.
I know.
It always rattles me.
I know.
How's there? They need to get sued or something by the NHL so that we don't have to deal with this.
This is real sisterhood.
You know what? I'm not gonna wear my stall. For the photo.
That's so bold.
She's refused to wear Greek letters representing sorority at all. This is like a Gandhi hunger strike type stuff.
Yeah.
Right there. Like this is. Makes you really think.
Yeah. What if she? I wish she would have put a fist in the air. An amazing protest from an amazing woman.
This is so stupid.
Can we offer her a job?
Pretty iconic, if you ask me.
Do you think hashtag family first is a good hashtag? I think there's some cool stuff if you click it.
Like, imagine the sister seeing this post like starting to go viral and being like, yeah, like she's still hanging out with all these bitches that didn't want me around.
I know.
All right, how many?
Why are you still a part of this organization?
You're canoodling with the enemy.
Maybe they were like, they had like a contingency and they were like the ones like, hey. They were the ones showing up to chapter like hammered, or they became like the outsider.
So these 9 girls you think could have entered the portal for like KKG or something?
Yeah.
Tried out? No, they won't go tried out.
Maybe Kyle?
Someone's got to do a frat transfer portal column.
It ain't me who's doing it.
Why not?
Because I don't have the, it's I, don't your have idea. The dude, I don't have the chops for that.
Is it GDI?
A TikTok.
No, that's got you written all over
It's a TikTok where it's just you and you're just different. The different characters one where you're like, I'm not going to do it, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, all right, did you guys hear that Coral's in the transfer portal? And then it's like, no way, it's the fucking portal. Tim Robinson's here again.
I don't know. It could be a good newsletter where it's just stuff from the listserv, like listserv emails like, from the frat transfer portal.
It like breaks down the profile of each guy in the portal. Like this guy's a sophomore with a 3.1 GPA.
Yeah, dude, he's a 3-star.
His dad's a lawyer.
No, he was actually You know, he transferred in, right? He was like the backup. He was the backup at Wake Forest.
He's a transfer.
He was the backup. Hurt his shoulder, and then I was like, I'm probably not going to get any playing time.
He drives at Tacoma, but rumors are his dad's going to get him a Tahoe next semester.
Yeah, no, dude, he's a transfer at Wake Forest.
But I drove at Tacoma.
I went to Wake Forest when I was a senior in high school, and like those guys are fucking frat, dude.
No, like.
We got to start playing up to them.
No, the Greek life is non-existent, but like those guys fucking throwing out.
What is modern day frat culture even like? They still do the dumb shit.
I think they do. I feel dude, like he's undefeated in beard dye.
What are they
walk around with broccoli haircuts and listen to EDM?
What do their clothes look like?
I don't know. They're not wearing double popped collars and Sperry's, I don't think.
What are the inseams looking like? Like I need to know.
I think the inseams are short still.
I follow my fraternity on Instagram, so they post regularly.
But that's bottom tier. Are they frat?
That's bottom tier.
No, they're top tier now because they're like
top tier. Not when you were there.
Like, no, we were mid tier. I'll mid. We're upper mid.
Dude, I liked the mid tier fraternities a lot. They threw fun parties
because they let you in.
Yeah, they'd let me in, dude. Please,
Randy.
Can it one crumb of natural light, please? What are they wearing?
This is so stupid.
It looks like they're kind of wearing similar stuff.
They're still frat?
Still, you know, not super fratty.
It's
but
Midwest.
Like, yeah.
Midwest frat?
Midwest frat. You know, I mean,
come on, man.
A Midwest correspondent. A
lot of hoodies.
It seems like a lot of sneakers with tall socks, some shorter shorts.
Checks out.
It looks like the broccoli haircut is not fully in there, but it's a little more quaffy.
I think the broccoli things came and went.
I could see the broccoli getting shamed within frat culture. It's like you could enter with the broccoli haircut, but it's like, boys, we're not fucking doing this. We're not in high school anymore.
It's like cargo shorts and like diamond stud earrings. Yeah, it's like, no,
you're not. This ain't prep school anymore, boys. Shave it, cargos. Yeah.
They look more quaffy than swoop. That's just okay. How about that?
Okay. Bid.
There's always a guy. There's got to be a guy with like fake Oakleys and like the big mullet. He wears like cut off jean shorts. He's the crazy guy.
I'm thinking of going mullet, dude.
I didn't want to say anything, but I noticed it's grown out.
I'm thinking
quite
about
a
going mullet just for like a week or something. I didn't want to do it before Fritz's birthday party, but like I got nothing to do. Like what? Okay. Like I have it all coming in the back pretty well right now. I think I might just go full mullet for like a week.
You should. What's stopping you?
I'll be nothing. Like I
feel like Drew would love it.
No, he was walking by my house the other day and said, "Dude, are you going for a mullet right now?" Like, no, but I'm thinking about it.
Yeah,
we'll see. But I don't really want to pay for two haircuts. Gosh. Do you think she'd give me a half price haircut for the front half of my head?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think she would either.
Gosh, this woman is so brave.
Yep. I wonder if she's a woman in STEM. I'm getting vibes that way.
Okay.
I really thought that was going ad read.
Bro, let's go out this weekend. There's a crazy event happening.
I like the turn.
I look at your screen.
There's a crazy event happening.
Let's just go have fun and let go with it.
Little more drones, let's go.
You know what that means. It's This Weekend in Fun presented by our friends over at Early Bird. You know I love Early Bird.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about that gummy. The recreational hemp product that contains around 2.5 milligrams of natural THC and around 12.5 milligrams of CBD in each gummy. These things, they're formulated for fun and to make you feel good. I have to say, they stopped by the office yesterday. They're doing a little 420 deal right now if you want to get a little extra discount. But I think they're launching it today.
God, I love my Early Bird.
They're doing a little giveaway that if you buy some stuff, you get this tote bag that's designed by Austin artist and former Sunday Scaries podcast guest, Will Bryant.
He does great stuff.
It's a cool little bag. It's not just like, it's not your standard tote bag. It's like a cool ass bag.
What's that material called?
I don't know. It ain't ripping anytime soon.
Is it nylon?
It's like windbreaker material.
Yeah.
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 It folds up real nice. It's worked its way into my gym bag.
This would be a great grocery bag. That you just load like everything in if you're just doing a little tiny run.
Yeah.
Now you can't fit like numerous bags of groceries in here, but if you got to fit a lot of stuff in one bag, that's the bag.
But the real prize here is the Early Bird itself.
Well, duh. Every time I take one like late at night before I go to bed, I sleep like a rock.
Oh my God. Last night I took 1.5, if I'm being completely honest with you. I got a little toasted and then I had the best sleep ever.
I think it calms my brain down a little bit. Like I don't wake up feeling fuzzy or anything. I think it just chills the brain out and just lets me vibe.
You got something to say?
I just like that you got a little toasted.
A little toasted, a little and then toasted. I slept like a baby.
A little toasted.
Did you watch a little Shogun?
Like 9 hours straight. I did watch Shogun. Yeah.
Aww. It does make Shogun a little more fun.
Yeah. Although a little bit harder to follow.
Yeah. Yeah. Get 20% off your first purchase. Promo code BACKER at earlybirdcbd.com. Again, that's 20% off your first purchase. Promo code BACKER. But go check out their deal right now at earlybirdcbd, I believe, on Instagram. Get something free from them, too. Dylan, what are you doing this weekend?
Oh, thanks for asking. Big baseball weekend again. I got a game Friday evening, the little guy. They have one loss on the season. Good team, man. But, yeah, they're going to have to face that the team that beat them again at some point. We're a little worried about that one. They're good. Anyway, game Friday. Another game Saturday afternoon. But we're going to that after we stop by the Fritz birthday party.
That's what's up, dude.
Parks and I are going to roll through. Can't stay the whole time on account of the game that he has to get to.
It's okay.
We're going to stop by, check out the new dig, say hello to the little guy. Then after the baseball game, I actually have a crawfish boil to go to. My friend and his wife are having a joint 40th birthday party / crawfish boil at their house Saturday afternoon. Catch me just sucking heads all day.
Okay.
Crawfish heads, David.
Okay. How many are you going to take down more crawfish than anyone there?
Probably. I love eating crawfish. I'm down for the event of the crawfish peeling and eating. I know some people are like, oh, just all that work, not enough meat. It's about the experience, man.
Just go with the mushrooms and the potatoes.
I'm not going to touch the mushrooms.
People say you can't handle the heat of the mushrooms.
The sausage, Johns, I'll take some of those.
Sausage is great too.
Yeah. Corn usually gets a little too spicy. Absorbs a lot of those spices in there, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Aww. Rain makes corn.
Too spicy corn.
And that's all I really have.
Oh, you couldn't make it through the corn concert at Woodstock 99.
Oh, my whips are burning from the corn. It's so spicy from the spices.
I need a glass of milk. 2%, please.
Anyway, that concludes the fun I'll be having this weekend. If one of you guys wants to take over.
Yeah, sure, dude.
Jerks. <Fuck.
laughs> We got three birthday parties this weekend. I think I only am on deck for two Saturday. So we've got one early at Meanwhile Brewing. And then we're going right to Casa de Fries for some Mimos.
You going to Meanwhile?
Are we doing Mimos?
I just went there for the first time.
That's crazy, dude.
It's cool.
If you'd line that up better, you'd be there when I was there.
It's cool, man.
Yeah, why didn't you hit Dave up when you went?
The little shaded grove out there.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's a phenomenal vibey playground.
It's nice.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Kids love it. So yeah, I'm planning on being at the DeFreeze household for a while.
Dude, post up. We got some footy matches on.
Yeah.
Let's vibe.
Who we got? Is Pogba playing?
No, he's suspended indefinitely for doping.
Fuck.
Yeah. Not a good trajectory for my man Paul.
What was he on?
I don't know.
Drugs.
Yeah. I think he got drug tested a lot. I think there was a lot of suspicion about it.
They were calling Dylan Pogba.
Pawg.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, weren't you saying you're trying to get some Pogba this weekend?
Jesus.
Dude, what are you doing?
Fuck, don't look at me. You have one fucking sitting
Everyone should be looking directly at you in this scenario, my friend.
What else, man? You know, I've got a pretty wide open weekend. We got Mavs Clips starting Sunday afternoon. Little NBA playoff weekend. Me likey.
Ooh, okay.
I
can do NBA playoffs.
Mavs in six. You know, it's gonna be a good low key weekend. Gonna be good low key. Probably the big event is me probably having four Mimos and making my wife drive home.
Hell yeah, let's ride, brother. Yeah, any beer requests?
Red Stripe, Peroni, Red Stripe, whatever you got.
Okay,
I'll drink
okay
anything.
Okay, you just want to feel like you're on vacation.
Vortex bottles if you can pull it.
I tried to get some original recipes, but I might keep those in the garage for the real ones.
Damn.
What if you went to like a you know, people on vacation, they're like, oh, I went to a glass blowing class. What if you went to one and made your own Vortex bottle?
Dude, I could do that. And then I could put beers in it and drink it faster.
Something to think about.
Not a bad idea. I have a loaded weekend. I don't really know what do you do when you're supposed to have an outdoor children's birthday party and it appears to be a significant amount of rain in the forecast.
Move the furniture, bring it inside.
Yeah, like this isn't good.
Throw
it
down.
This isn't good weather.
No.
Looking at this party, so
not
you know,
the best.
Not. I'm a little concerned about that, but we will endure. Saturday's record store day. Probably going to hit the record store as it's record store day.
Right.
Probably going to cop a couple things. Got a little special edition, John. Who knows? I got a little list of records going right now that I might cop. We'll see. I got a little. James might go with me. Could be a fun time.
Y'all can talk Shogun.
Saturday night, I am going to stay at home, sit on the couch. I'm going to purchase the live stream of Fish playing at the Sphere this weekend so I can see kind of what it'll look like a month from now. I'm not really sure what to expect, but I'm kind of excited for it because I don't really have anything to do in the next like month besides look forward to the Sphere. So here we are. But it's like $30. So it's kind of one of those things where you have to like sit there and actually pay attention because you feel like you wasted it. Maybe I'll just buy it on. Can I just buy it on the wash card?
A $30 stream?
Yeah. Yeah.
See, this is would be cool to have the, what's the
Vision Pros.
Vision Pros.
A lot of people asking like, how have they not figured out how to get like a stream for Vision Pro people? And I'm like, because that's a lot of technology and the Sphere's like brand new. And so is the Apple Vision Pro.
Just find a way.
Like, I just don't, it doesn't seem feasible to me to do that.
Yeah, but that would be dope.
Yeah, yeah. Other than that, probably just grilling and chilling, dude. I'm a grilling fiend lately.
How are the steak tacos?
I've been getting very lucky with my steaks, taking them off the grill. Have not really had much of a method to my madness lately. And they've both, the two that I've done since acquiring said grill have just really turned out really great. So I'm really feeling it right now. I do think I'm getting to the end of this tank of gas, though. Not really looking forward to getting more.
Mm.
Hate that exchange. Used to enjoy it when it was just the gas station down the street, but in Austin and stuff, you gotta go. It's like,
yeah, where's cool. Your closest?
I don't know, man.
Black hole was just discovered in the Milky Way, by the way. 33 times more massive than the sun. 2,000 light years away.
None of this makes any sense to me. Do I need to be scared?
No.
No, you're fine.
Okay.
It would be, yeah, there'd be like alarms going off if
we Jimmy Webb discovered this, John?
No. I'm not aware.
It only looks in back in time. This is a future thing.
That, what he just said is not accurate.
But. Oh, okay, space guy.
No, we're fine.
Are you sure? How'd no. They just discover it? Does that mean it just grew, or are they just getting to that part of space?
It was formed from an exploding star. When that star exploded, I do not know.
Finally busted, huh?
Finally.
Which sun is, busting?
Can happen to the sun one day.
You know that's where it comes. You know the word combustion? Sound it out. That's where it comes from.
I don't want to.
You're a fake scientist.
Will we even know when the sun explodes?
Not a scientist at all.
Will it be just so instantaneous that we're just gone?
If the sun explodes, I don't know what would happen if the sun just exploded.
It would take 6 seconds for it to get here.
It would change our atmosphere so much that even if the sun didn't, like the explosion didn't reach us, you would assume that the environmental effects of it would end humanity pretty swiftly.
Light from the sun actually takes 8 minutes to get to Earth.
So we got 8 minutes to get a contingency plan together. Everyone go turn the lights on.
I don't think
there's
a contingency plan. I think we're just dead.
Yeah.
Ooh, I would refuse to wear my stole in protest.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't put it on.
What are you protesting?
I'd be like, all right, take me to the afterlife.
Yep.
Yeah, we're all toast at that mm-hmm. point.
Not me, dude. I'm going down with my letters on my chest. Fuck yeah.
Well, that's so dumb.
Screaming brothers for life. I'm using my last phone calls to FaceTime my fucking boys.
Fuck. Hey, man, love you guys.
Dude.
You guys are my brothers for life.
Brothers for afterlife.
Hell. All right, boys.
Your last phone call to call your brothers.
Yep.
That's so stupid.
Yeah, dude. All right, buddies. I know we did this for book club a few years ago, but now I can actually say it. I hope they drink beer in hell. I'll see you guys on the other side.
Oh, fuck.
Fucking love you guys, dude.
Yeah.
Fucking love you guys.
Oh, fuck. Clayton's not answering, of course. I got two guesses what he's doing.
Let's get out of here.
Bye.
Bye.